We've been thinking of bringing back our Call of the Week feature. Do you remember we did this a few years ago? Where basically we take one call of the week and at the end of the week we replay it to you, because we're starting to get a sense now from the amount of downloads we get from our Twitter feed and our audio booths. What are they? Well, Twitter, as you know, allows you to stay in contact with us and talk to us back and forward 24 hours a day at Stephen Nolan. It's nearly 82,000 of you now following our Twitter club. Please join that. And what we do is we chunk up the radio programme into little kind of 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute bits, so you can listen to the highlights of the show, basically, from your mobile phone, from your iPad, your tablet, whatever it is. This week's Call of the Week is someone, guess what the team have chosen? Someone having a go at me. I'm surprised it's not Gregory Campbell again that this crowd have chosen. But it's actually a football fan having a go at me, kicking me round the place. This was Danny, furious that I had called the former Manchester United manager David Moyes a loser.
It's people like you that Roy Keane's given all about, and he's 100% correct. We are prawn sandwiches. You started supporting Man United this time last year. Moyes should have been given another year at least.
What on earth has when I started supporting Manchester United got to do with it? The man, as soon as he came into that club went from winning the league to barely being able to kick a ball. Now, what do you call him? A winner? He's a loser.
The man's not a loser. But here, but you haven't got the right to call anybody a loser. You started supporting Man United this time last year.
What's that matter?
Because you're not a proper fan, that's why he didn't get behind him. And you're a comment that they prove that. So it's people like you, we don't even want at the club.
You see,
plastic supporters. What are you doing in the road there? I'm feeling like it's following with the minute.
You see, I said this the last time, right? The logic from people like you is absolutely crazy. It's bordering on insane. And let me spell out why I think you're so mad, Danny, right? Because you define a real fan as someone that wants a losing manager, a manager that can't, that clearly isn't up to it. You want them to stay so that the club will lose even more. Why is it?
Why yourself and Indigo? Well, let me, you know about football.
Well, let
me follow Monday. This was years, 5 years old. So who are you to sit there and criticise me live on the radio about Manchester United?
If you've been following Manchester United since you were 5 years of age,
yes.
Right?
Well, tell me this here, Stephen. See, 5 years ago when I started supporting Manchester United, if you're such a big Manchester United fan, who was the manager? You don't even know. You didn't even know who the team was you are week.
I couldn't name you.
You sit there and criticise me as well.
I could not name you one player on that pitch except Fellini, who can't kick a ball, and Wayne Rooney. I couldn't name you one player. But that man's a disaster. Well, I'll tell you what. You're a real fan, aren't you? Because you want that disaster of a man, Moyes, staying in that team longer.
Uh-huh. Well, you should have been giving it all year, Steve.
Well, then you sit in the stands and clap you would have been sitting in the stands and clapping as they would have gone even further down the league.
All the merchandise, and it gives me the right to say it, but it doesn't give you the right to say it. To buy a season ticket here this time last year, and then you should have, you're Mr. Manchester United.
What stuff about who's a real fan and who's not really winds me up.
Right down the road, down for you, go on.
What do you mean I'm plastic? What does that even mean?
You don't know anything about them. You jumped on the bandwagon.
That call's got thousands of downloads already on our Twitter feed, at Stephen Nolan.